Welcome to SciBud, your science buddy bringing you the freshest breakthroughs from bioimaging. We use AI to bring you science news daily. I'm Rowan, your guide for today's quick dive into an exciting new discovery. In recent research, scientists developed a new tool for detecting a dangerous virus, the H5 subtype avian influenza virus, also known as bird flu. This virus has been a significant threat to both poultry and humans. If left unchecked, it could lead to serious infections and even fatalities. Therefore, swift and accurate diagnostic methods are critical for monitoring and preventing outbreaks. The researchers created a quantum dot immunochromatographic strip, or QDFMICS for short. Now, what exactly does that mean? In simple terms, this method uses tiny particles known as quantum dots. Think of them as super small fluorescent beads, to visually indicate the presence of the H5 avian flu virus. They developed two specific antibodies that target this virus after immunizing mice with a strain of the virus called H5N6. By attaching these antibodies to the quantum dots, they created a testing strip that can deliver results quickly and reliably. The best part? This test has an impressive ability to detect very low levels of the virus, with a limit of detection of just 0.0625 hemagglutination units. How? In a standard sample size. To put that into perspective, this sensitivity allows the test to identify infections long before symptoms appear. Moreover, the researchers demonstrated that their test is not only specific to the H5 subtype of avian influenza but can also maintain its effectiveness, even after being stored for 3 months. The QDFMICS displayed nearly perfect reliability when compared to real-time PCR, a widely used method in molecular diagnostics. In practical testing on field samples, they found a remarkable 100% correlation between their new method and established testing protocols. The simplicity and rapidity of this method make it potentially groundbreaking, especially for point-of-care testing in rural or resource-limited areas. With results available in just 15 minutes, we can imagine a scenario where farmers or health professionals can quickly assess if there's an immediate threat of infection instead of waiting days for lab results. Now, let's consider some critiques raised by reviewers about this study. One noted strength is that the research outlined a clear methodology and provided sufficient detail about the experiments. This transparency is vital for enabling others in the field to replicate their findings. However, the reader is left wondering about data availability, as the authors did not confirm whether the datasets used would be publicly accessible. Ensuring that others can access data would enhance integrity and reproducibility in research. Additionally, while the statistical methods applied were well-defined and thorough, some sections of the paper could use clearer language. Simplifying complex statements can help make the information more digestible for a broader audience, especially for those new to the subject. Regarding its relevance, this work aligns perfectly with advancements in bioimaging. By applying quantum dot technology, the study showcases innovative methodologies that could revolutionize how virus detection is conducted. The implications extend beyond just H5 subtype AIVs, offering insights into how similar techniques could be adapted for other viral infections. In summary, this turn towards quantum dot-based detection heralds a significant advancement in our capacity to diagnose avian influenza rapidly, accurately, and affordably. Yet, as with all new methods, we need to ensure that studies not only focus on innovation but also uphold rigorous standards of clarity and accessibility for all scientific audiences. That wraps up our exploration of this fascinating development in avian influenza detection. Keep tuning in to SciBud for more intriguing updates from the world of science, where there's always more to discover. Until next time, stay curious and keep seeking knowledge.